When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus, just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
If you are already awake on your Friday, you got a head start. Happy Friday to you. If you're not quite there yet, well, happy almost Friday. That's a thing, too. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I am really, really excited to have a weekend at home. Now, my home is, well, it's chaos, and I can't even call it controlled chaos. As my hubby said, it looks like a bomb went off. So, you know, there's that. Our goal is one room a week to get organized. And so we're working on the master bedroom, trying to get it organized so it doesn't look like boxes and bags and clothes and everything else everywhere. But yeah, both of us are kind of taking turns being a little overwhelmed by the size and the scope of the project of trying to get the house in order. Thankfully, there's no yard work to do this time of the year because that would be a lot on top of everything else. But he is about to experience his first snow this weekend. And by experience his first snow, I just mean at home since he's now moved to New Jersey. And also different snow than Texas, right? Because when Texas, at least Houston, gets snow, we're talking about a coating maybe and the whole city kind of shuts down. But this is different. Higher elevations in northern New Jersey and looking forward to 4 to 6 inches is what I've heard. And now it'll be his first time for the dog to experience snow. And we're not sure what she's going to do. She's a mini Aussie and she is a mini. She's the runt of a litter. So she's barely more than 16 pounds and she's afraid of everything. And so he thinks she's going to be afraid of the snow. I think like most Aussies, she's going to dig it. I mean, usually Australian Shepherds love the snow. And in fact, I could never get Penny inside when it was snowing. She loved it. She would roll in it. She would jump through it. She would eat it. She would plunge her face into it. Yeah, so things are going well with the pet assimilation. People keep asking me, how are the two dogs getting along? Well, Daisy is already attached at the hip to Penny, except here's the problem. Penny's old, obviously, and she's a little slow, and it takes her a while to move around, to get up, to get down, to move around, and Daisy crowds her and sometimes just walks over her. Like, Penny will be laying down, and Daisy will want to chase a ball, and she'll just run right over Penny, which, of course, is disturbing to Pen. And then the other thing that happens is I'll be petting my dog, and Daisy will get jealous. So Daisy's the new dog, and she's very jealous. She gets jealous when I talk to Penny, when I talk to the cat, Daisy comes running. And so she'll crowd Penny out, which, again, is Penny doesn't care. She's really calm, except she doesn't want other dogs in her face.
Kind of the disregard that I existed.
Yeah. So I feel badly for Penny, and I'm trying to get Daisy to be sweet to her, but that's a little, at this point, lost on the puppy. And then here's what else is happening. The sugar element, going great. The three pets were following me all over the house together on Thursday evening. So there's no more hissing. It really wasn't a lot of hissing. There's no real growling. They're fine being each other's space to the point where, again, I was trying to pet Sugar and Daisy comes running because she wants to be the center of attention as well. And so then you've got Daisy and Sugar both wanting me to pet them. They sniff noses or touch noses and sniffed each other, and it's really going fine. The biggest challenge right now is that they're all eating each other's food. Well, Daisy's eating everyone's food, and Sugar is not eating much, though she did try to eat Daisy's food recently. It's like a zoo. I mean, I call myself a zookeeper on my Twitter, but I always thought I would stick to two pets. From the point at which I lost my older cat in 2020, three pets by yourself is a lot. And I decided I would never have three pets again. Oh, so we've got a blended family. We've got three pets and boxes and bags and furniture and pillows. I never knew one person could have so many pillows. Bob has a pillow thing, meaning he has a hard time finding the right pillow. And so he will purchase more pillows to try to figure out the right pillow so he doesn't wake up with neck pain. And yet that's resulted in a lot of pillows. So my entire spare bed, which we're going to get rid of, my entire spare bed is covered with pillows right now. It's just a...
So the pillows that don't function the way he likes them to, he still keeps them?
Yes.
But they hurt him.
Well, right, for spare beds. But he'll buy them and he'll put them on other beds.
I see.
Except now, so in his old house in Houston, he had two spare beds, you know, for his family when they would come visit. And now, because he had gone on this exhaustive search for pillows, there's all these extra pillows, and we used the pillows as packing material, right? But we ended up bringing all the pillows with us, and they're all over the place. There's pillows everywhere. Upstairs in the house, there's two bedrooms, there's pillows everywhere.
So you can just lay down and take a nap really wherever
you
want.
Yeah, just on the pillows. In fact, like I say, the spare bed that I have right now is covered with pillows. We can't even really use it for anything else because it's got pillows stacked everywhere. Here's the other thing that I wasn't expecting. There are towels everywhere, right? So we use the towels as packing material too. And as I've washed loads of towels, once we emptied the trailer and the vehicles post-move, now there's towels everywhere. And so we had to determine which pillows and which towels we're going to get rid of. I never thought that would be the biggest challenge, but I'm not kidding. There's stacks of towels on top of the stacks of pillows. And so, yeah, right now, the biggest thing is determining which dishes. So that's a challenge because both of us have dishes from our grandmothers. We're going to use his grandmother's dishes, but I am also getting rid of dishes that I have from my grandmother. Which dishes, which pillows, and which towels?
That's what they say is the most important things when you're moving a new house, right?
Dishes, really?
Pillows, and
towels. Yeah, and then there's extra furniture, and there's boxes. It just, who knew that combining two households could be so intellectually challenging? Forget just the physical challenges of moving all over the place, but... yes, it requires quite the thought. Who's keeping towels? Which towels and where and which? I mean, I'm not kidding you. There have got to be right now in our house 24 pillows.
No.
I swear to you. I'm not kidding. I'm going to take a picture of the pillows specifically for you when I get home on Friday morning, and you will see. The pillows are so tall that they're stacked higher than I am. On my spare bed.
And
he's a big fan of pillows.
Has he found one that he likes yet, or is he still in the search?
He's still working it out. Still working it out. I know, right? I mean, it's okay. I want you to have a pillow that allows you to sleep comfortably, but apparently it's a lifelong pursuit.
I'm just wondering. I guess the spare beds make sense, but so if he doesn't find one, then does he have one that he's like okay with at the moment?
Well,
he's still like using one nightly.
Yes, he has pillows that he will use, but they're still not perfect, if you will. And
like
actually,
a Princess and the Pea kind of situation.
Yeah, since we've been back in New Jersey, I think he's tried four different pillows. And is still working on it.
And he's bought them in Jersey?
No. These are pillows that he... Right. So we couldn't leave any of the pillows behind. Again, we use them as packing material. But
that
also, he's needing these pillows to work out. And I don't want him to have neck pain.
It's the worst.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And so I keep telling him or asking him, how did that one treat you? And how do you feel this morning? And nope. Let's see. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I guess we're on to night number five now into Friday morning, and he's tried four different pillows.
Oh, my God.
Poor guy. It's a terrible plight in life.
Has he tried a squishmallow?
See? Why didn't I think of that?
I've read only good things about them.
About Brave Squishmallows? Reviews. All right. I feel like that's going to be next.
Ergonomic, right?
They are also, what a good word, Jay. Also, we're talking about those Tempur-Pedic pillows.
Yes.
The ones that will keep the shape or will conform to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like those would work. But then he talks about how some of them are too tall, some of them are too thick. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay,
well,
thank
what
God.
What does he like? He just likes a normal standard size pillow, the extra longer ones, like
yeah,
the full body.
So apparently what's happening right now while he's sleeping is that it's a king-sized pillow that takes up the entire bed. And he said, well, I can't use that one because there's no room for you. And my response was, well, I'm not sleeping there tonight. Feel free to use your pillow.
So he likes that one.
So he got up and he went to get the pillow. So king-sized and Tempur-Pedic and, you know, the ones that, shoot, there's Tempur-Pedic's the ones that conform to you, right?
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what he's working with tonight.
That sounds lovely. I mean, it's
lovely. Nice, Jay.
It might take more than one night. It might take like a week, but he's just going to have to kind of mold it. You know,
yeah.
But once that week's done and he molds it, that should be his pillow.
Here's what I think. Only old people complain about their pillows.
That's true. But I guess also with a Tempur-Pedic pillow, what if he sleeps in a position for like 2 days that he doesn't like? And then the pillow's stuck in
right?
that position.
Right?
You know? You got to have the perfect sleep to mold that pillow or else it's screwed. The pillow doesn't
Jay,
do anything.
Don't tell him any of this. I just need him to find a pillow.
You're right.
So we cannot have this drama. It's pillow drama.
Tempur-Pedics are perfect, actually.
It gives a whole new meaning to pillow talk, is what it does.
Nice.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Producer Jay, happy Friday to you. If you're waking up, I hope that your neck does not hurt and you have the perfect pillow so that you do not have to deal with anything like this. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you'd like to vote for the After Hours Game of the Week. Man, it's been a while since we've done a Game of the Week poll, but we're going into Week 18 in the NFL. We've got four games that have very real playoff implications and teams that are in control of their own destinies. If you're a big fan of those types of... Whoa. Jay, did you see our call screener? I just looked over at our call screener and it is... It's different.
Really?
Somebody's been playing with it. Yeah. Anyway, back to the poll really quickly. We've got multiple teams that are in charge of their own destinies. For instance, if the Packers win on Sunday, week 18, this is so ironic to me. No Aaron Rodgers. He's stirring up trouble. So there's no Aaron Rodgers, but there is Jordan Love. And the Packers are now in position where if they win, they are in, just like last year. Last year, they couldn't get it done. This year, however, there's a lot of confidence around the Packers at Lambeau Field hosting the Bears. You know, the Bears would like nothing better than to play spoiler, but it's so ironic to me that a year later, a year without Aaron Rodgers, and then the exact same freaking position that they were in week 18 last year.
Bums.
Wow, that's rude. You're jealous, aren't you? You're jealous that they have a chance to be in the postseason. Maybe you think they shouldn't be in the postseason without you.
Don't make it up. Okay?
How dare the Packers move on and play football without you? How dare they?
You know what? It's going to be hard to cancel me.
The insult. Are you kidding? The lack of respect. How can the Packers, a once proud franchise, move on and play football without you, the king of all?
I'm offended.
Me too.
How could you possibly say that?
Raise your hand if you've missed Aaron Rodgers. Just raise your hand. Go ahead. Wherever you are.
I don't think so.
Why are you so mean? So,
animals.
Just I'm trying to do a serious show here about pillow talk and all. Raise your hand, right? No one can see you. Most people can't see you. And I mean, if you're by yourself, no one can see you. Raise your hand if you miss Aaron Rodgers. You know who you are.
The guy glows in the dark.
Okay, maybe someone can see you if he glows in the dark. I'm thinking in New York City where Aaron he's left the Jets in an unenviable position, but he's also stirred up trouble with his latest appearance on Pat McAfee. Did you know he gets paid $1 million to do that? That's insane. And you know, he tends to get off the beaten path with some of his opinions. And so there's been a bit of a brouhaha. Now, I'm not going to tell you I don't care, only that I don't think it's worth talking about here on the show. But I will tell you this. On our New York affiliate, WFAN, they have gone ape crazy over the latest Aaron Rodgers commentary. And it's been a major story. So, yeah, once again, he's not playing football, but he still hijacked local radio.
Stop talking about it.
I'm not going to do... Well, I am going to do it, but mostly just to say I thought I would miss him playing football this year. I didn't really. It seems like he never went away. Would I rather see him playing football than hear him yapping? Yes. Do you think there's another darkness retreat in his future?
I could see something like that.
Or is it ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca.
That.
One of the something along those lines. Maybe something new. Yeah. Something more out there.
He's one of those guys who's going to have a real hard time when he retires. Because when you retire, kind of like this year, I wouldn't say it's instant. For instance, Peyton Manning and Peyton and Eli, they've managed to stay relevant. Our friend Boomer Esiason, he's still very relevant. He's on TV and radio almost daily talking about the NFL. Tony Romo, still relevant. Tom Brady, now as a podcast, will soon be in the broadcast booth. So there are some that manage to stay relevant. But for the vast majority of professional athletes, once they're out, the fan bases move on. It's not that they don't appreciate what you've done. And I'm sure at some point, Aaron will be honored in Green Bay. He is a Super Bowl champion and a multi-year MVP, after all, and a Hall of Famer. So no doubt they will honor him. But I think he's going to have trouble once he retires because you don't have the same platform anymore. Very few have the same platform.
Could you see him going into media?
Isn't he already in media?
I mean more like being on the other side of it, like being the McAfee, having a show, or like being Brady going into the booth. I don't think I could see that from him.
I don't think he wants to share a microphone.
Yeah.
I think he could do it, maybe do it himself.
A podcast kind of thing?
Why would you appear on someone else's show? Except it's a lot of work. He may not realize it, but it's a lot of work to be successful. Micah Parsons works with Bleacher Report, right? And he does this every week. As much as Aaron Rodgers has the name that will attract people initially, if you don't offer content that's interesting or keeps people coming back, well, then you soon will just become one of the army of voices out there with the 8,942 podcasts just devoted to the NFL. I mean, there's so many different options that if you aren't offering something that's unique and interesting and stands out, well, then you just become kind of one of the crowd. There's lots of former athletes that are doing podcasts. They're not all extremely popular. I think there's potential for him to be sure, but would he want to go through all the effort of doing it on his own, like striking out on his own, or would he prefer to be attached to another media name? I guess it's good work if you can get it, getting paid $1 million for an hour-long interview once a week.
Not too bad.
I would do that. Actually, 1 hour a week is not enough airtime for me, but I'd take the mill.
I'd take the mill.
The cool mill. Alan is listening in Dallas. Alan, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Alan? We're not calling you. You're calling us.
Who's he calling?
Who are you calling? I don't know. Alan?
How is he doing this?
What if he says hello? What do I do?
This is Eric Flynn with Andy Clean. I can't come to the phone at the moment. Please leave your name and phone number, and I will call you back as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record.
Oh, I'm gonna just wait.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Amy Lawrence from After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I actually have no idea who I'm calling, but somehow on our national radio show, your number was dialed. I honestly have no clue. how or why. But Alan, if this is you, please call us back. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And it's toll free. And we'd love to connect sometime in the near future. Happy New Year! What was that?
I'll be waiting for that callback.
How in the world did we end up calling someone else?
I don't know how that happened.
I've never... I mean, I know this equipment comes from 1972, but how did that happen?
I've never seen that. I don't know how that's even possible. So he's on the line. How does... I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just need this phone to ring from that number for a callback. So we'll see. But I don't know how that... I don't know what just happened.
I don't either, but we just left him. At least I was honest about who we were and why we were calling.
Be rude. I mean, not a prank call. Just.
Oh, well. All right, then. Sorry, Alan in Dallas. We look forward to hearing from you again. Okay, coming up, wait until you hear Rory McIlroy. I know it's just the very beginning of golf season, and I wouldn't care for any other reason except that Rory has been an outspoken enemy. And I mean public enemy number one for LIV Golf.
Hit LIV. Like I hit LIV.
Hit it. And now he's changing his tune. Weirdly enough.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour. All in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
If LIV Golf was the last place to play golf on Earth, I would retire. That's how I feel about it. So
seriously?
Yeah. Well, I'd play the majors, I'd be pretty comfortable.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is the voice of one Rory McIlroy, who made his distaste, disgust, dislike, disdain for LIV Golf very clear. That goes back to July of last year, Jay? July of 2023. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What a difference 6 months makes. Now, Rory, I think of the PGA golfers that were outspoken about LIV, he was the leader of the pack. He became the self-described defender of the PGA Tour, going back to the in the birth of Liv, right? The first steps, the inroads of Liv to poach golfers from the PGA. But he was also blindsided by the PGA when this merger with Liv was announced. And instantly everyone wondered, how long until we hear from Rory and what will he say? And he admitted that he felt betrayed. He admitted that this was something he was having a hard time getting on board with. And he also predicted the demise of the PGA, or excuse me, the LIV Tour. Except that's not what's happened. And now Jon Rahm has bolted for LIV. And that tour is very much alive. And now fast forward to the start of the 2024 golf season, and Rory is changing his tune. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. He was, I would say, kinder, gentler when it comes to the place for Liv in golf. But he also admits that there's been a major impact on the PGA Tour, and he kind of has to be resigned to it.
Competition is good, right? It makes people. But at the same time, I think with the PGA Tour trying to compete with Liv and the Saudis' money is like completely unsustainable. They can't do that. You know, you're never going to win a fight if you're just, you know, money for money, because I think we've seen in all sport, like, there's no one spending like the Saudis. So how can you tilt the odds in your favor so that you can make your product better, that you can make fans want to engage more with what you're doing? I think that's how the PGA Tour can, I don't want to say win this fight, because, you know, there's negotiations going on and everyone trying to come back together, which I think would be good for golf. But it put the PGA Tour in a position where they had to spend a lot of money that maybe put them on a path that was unsustainable. And now you're seeing some sponsors are pulling out because the tour are asking for so much money, and the sponsors like, we can't afford it.
This is Rory McIlroy on the Stick to Football podcast. And he's essentially saying that it's an unfair fight, or it's not an even fight. Not that it's unfair, but it's impossible for the PGA to compete with Liv because of the money. And that's what we've been saying going back to the announced merger, which still has no shape or form or solid terms, at least none that we've heard about. The merger was announced last summer, and I still think it's a sham. I think it was the attempt by the PGA commissioner, Jay Monahan, and the leadership of the PGA to get the lawsuits to go away and to get an infusion of cash. But the merger itself was never really part of the equation. They weren't ever going to bring the two entities together, add team golf to the PGA. And if they had any type of resolution, any type of structure for this merger, Jon Rahm wouldn't have bolted to Liv. Unless he got smart and he bolted to get the money, knowing that the merger was coming down the pike. But I think it's a total sham. It's all just a trick to make it seem like they had come to an agreement to put their differences aside and work together, when really what it boils down to is Liv is paying off the PGA. That's it. That's what it feels like to me. Here, we have money to burn. Go do your thing. We're going to need a few concessions from you down the road, but here's some money to help it go down a little smoother. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. On the Stick to Football podcast, Rory was asked whether or not he feels like he's lost a fight.
I think I've basically went through the last 2 years with this like altruistic approach of, I've sort of looked at the world in the way I've wanted to see it, instead of just sort of, you know, going through life not that I haven't, I've accepted reality, basically. Like, this is what's going to happen. And, you can say what you want and do what you want, but at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to change people's minds. You're never going to be able to make them to make a decision based on what you say. So I don't feel like I've lost a fight, but I've just accepted the fact that this is part of our sport now.
I've accepted the fact. I'm resigned to the fact that this is part of our sport now. So what would he do differently? If he could go back and change it, what would he do differently?
I was probably judgmental of the guys that went at the start, and I think that was a bit of a mistake on my part, because I now realize not everyone's in my position or in Tiger's position, and you know, you get this offer and it's, you know, what do you do? It's, you know, we all turn professional to make a living playing the sports that we do, and I think that's what I realized over the last 2 years. I can't judge people for making that decision, and so if I regret anything, it was probably being too judgmental at the start.
And he references Tiger Woods there, of course, because those were the two who brought the PGA membership together. Remember, I think it was in Charlotte, and there was this big golfers-only meeting in which they agreed to stay unified, stick together, and not what they were trying to rally golfers and say, LIV is not a better option. They were trying essentially to choke out LIV so that LIV would die. And yet that's not been the case. And Phil Mickelson gets smugger by the second. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. In response to these comments, Phil took to Twitter and urged fans not to, quote, pile on Rory, and also use this phrase, it's time to let go of our hostilities. And this goes back to Wednesday. Phil wrote, let's not use this as an opportunity to pile on. What Rory said probably wasn't easy. But as much as that seems like a generous move from Phil, there's so much that you can read between the lines. This is him just taking the opportunity to say, "Aw, you know what? You're admitting you're wrong. All right, then.
Let it go, dude. Let it go.
Let's let go of our hostilities and move forward as brothers." Honestly, as much as, and I don't think fans pay any attention, right, when you say don't pile on, blah, blah, whatever. It's just Phil reminding people, I told you so. That this is Phil's way of reminding people that he said this all along, right? It's his version of I told you so.
Phil didn't need to say anything.
Mm-mm, he did not. And as much as it comes across as, or if you're just reading it at face value, it comes across as generous of him, it's really passive aggressive is what it is. It's, hey, oh, I'm sorry. Did you say you have regrets, or maybe you shouldn't have been so judgmental? Oh, well, here I am.
I forgive you.
Right. Yep, it's all about I told you so. And no doubt, he was cheering up one side and down another when the Jon Rahm announcement went public. He probably knew about it ahead of time and just couldn't wait. Rahm's signing is turning into a bridge to bring both sides together. Oh yeah, Phil, we're all kumbaya now. He's definitely feeling validated, right, and vindicated with the Jon Rahm signing. But also, remember, there were predictions that maybe Rory even made one that LIV would be dead in a year. And in fact, it's the opposite. Again, I'm telling you, there's no merger. It's one of those it's one of those fronts for laundering money. That's what it is. It's just a way to have money change hands. And oh yeah, we'll get to that merger somewhere down the road.
It's like an old car wash.
We're working on it. An old car wash. All right, coming up. Did you know defense wins championships? It does. It really does.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person, because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Tecovas is a terrific boot brand, and they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. As someone who tries to pursue a minimalist lifestyle, I highly value quality over quantity, and I'm telling you, you can't find a higher quality boot than Tecovas. Their Western boots for men and women are handmade. Handmade from the most premium leathers with over 200 time-honored individual steps. Also, did I mention that they are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the boot-making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico? And also, if you've ever wondered if you can pull off cowboy boots, which is something that I was thinking, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas and you'll see. Just do a quick search for Tecovas on social media and you'll see how adorably styled these boots can be. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and point your toes west.
Is your wallet a little lighter than usual after the holiday season? Consider it money well spent, because you deserve to live your best life, and the Chime checking account wants to help you live yours to the fullest. A little extra money goes a long way, which is why the Chime checking account has tons of benefits that millions of members love, like fee-free overdraft up to $200 for eligible members, no monthly fees, and access to over 60,000 easy-to-find and fee-free ATMs. You even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, all while managing your money on the go, including sending and receiving money fee-free with friends that aren't even on Chime. Sign up for Chime today for you and your wallet. Get started at Chime.com/goals24. That's Chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply.
Especially in week 18, so many possibilities.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Defense wins championships.
Defense wins championships.
I wanted it so bad. I dreamed this, man.
I don't know who the tackle is I'm going against, but I'm going to kill him.
No! No!
I check all the boxes.
Late rush. He throws it down the field.
Intercepted at the 30. 25-20. Micah Fitzpatrick goes into the end zone.
Defense. Defense. Defense.
That's dangerous.
I love it. Defense is dangerous. Well, and if you've got a dangerous defense, then you are a contender in many cases. Think about the Cleveland Browns as an example, how that defense has kept them in games until they could find their footing offensively with Joe Flacco, Jerome Ford stepping in for an injured Nick Chubb. How about Amari Cooper and when he's on the field, the impact that he's made? But the defense has been relevant and kept them relevant all year. Even the Ravens, as much fun as it's been to see Lamar Jackson in this resurgent system and the way that he's taken ownership and leadership under Todd Monken, that defense has been one of the best in the NFL all season long. Niners, another great example. How about the Steelers? They're still hanging around. Possible playoff team because of that defense in large part. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to the defense of the Steelers and their number one guy. But Buffalo and Miami, last game of the NFL regular season with the AFC East title on the line. And, of course, Deion Dawkins. Everybody knows the stakes.
Seems like
like the media and the people try to make it seem more bigger than what it is. You know, like we've been playing in playoff games for the last month, it seems like. So not that this is just another game.
It's not.
I don't want to dumb it down, but it's just another important game. You know, like don't make it more than what it is. Leave it where it's at and just understand that it's still a game in our season and we have to, you know, play for a win.
So as an offensive lineman, his job will be to try to block, not just for the run game, obviously to protect Josh Allen, but also facing the D-line of the Miami Dolphins. Now, here's the big question. Can the Dolphins put up more of a fight than they did the last time they faced the Bills in the AFC East, right? So you've got a clash with the division title on the line, but also if the Bills don't win, there's a chance they could miss out on the playoffs altogether. So as much as Dion wants to tell us that it's not any bigger than any other game, I don't buy it. Although they've had to fight for their playoff lives. I'll give them that. They've won four in a row, have the Bills, just to get back to the point where they are relevant. And they deserve a ton of credit for putting themselves in this position. As for the Dolphins, they've lost some critical pieces in the last couple of days. And that includes Bradley Chubb with the torn ACL. What a blow for the defense. But Teron Armstead, the Dolphins certainly understand why, as much as they've already clinched a playoff spot, why this game is uber critical.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's much explaining needed at at this point. Last game of the regular season, we got our goal number one in front of us, win the division. So, got to go out and execute, get that done.
Yeah, another offensive lineman, and very often, by the way, they are the best talkers on the teams, and they've got the challenge of trying to battle in the trenches. Very often, the team that controls the line of scrimmage, the group that controls the line of scrimmage, is the group that controls the game. And both these teams want to run the ball, right? Even if it's just run the ball to set up the pass, they both want to keep the opposing defenses honest. And so those old linemen staring at a huge challenge with the opposing defenses. It will not be cold, though, this game taking place in South Florida. And I have heard that Bills Mafia will travel well for Week 18 under the lights in Miami. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. TJ Watt, Pittsburgh Steelers, they are hanging on to their playoff hopes, even if they are on life support. And he's excited to be a Pro Bowler yet again.
Anytime my peers see the amount of work that I'm putting in and show that they have respect for what I'm trying to do, it's super gratifying, because that's all you want at the end of the day is to have respect to the people that you work with day in and day out, and just continually trying to get better on off the field as a leader to try to help this team in any way I possibly can. And I'd be lying if I told you this didn't mean something to me. Doesn't matter how many times it is, each and every year I'm trying to find ways where I can get better and improve, and I don't take this honor lightly at all.
So congratulations to TJ and, of course, to the Pittsburgh Steelers at 9-7. They need a couple of different dominoes to drop, right? But the big piece is they've got to beat the Ravens on Saturday afternoon. I love the TJ Watt component of that defense. He's dynamic. He's athletic. He's obviously explosive. It doesn't matter how many guys you send at him. He usually finds a way. He gets very creative and innovative with his moves. And he's got 17 sacks this season in the NFL. So even as we're talking about possible defensive player of the year candidates, right, he's never far from consciousness. And he's tied with Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals. How about that? Two teams from the AFC North who've got these sack leaders. Josh Allen of the Jaguars. No, the other Josh Allen. He's right on their heels at 16 and a half sacks. And then Khalil Mack of the Chargers, who will not be in the playoffs. He's also sitting on 16. So much fun to watch these guys go to work. And I do hope that we get a TJ Watt in the playoffs. So that's Pittsburgh. Got to take care of their business and then see what other dominoes will drop. We know also the Colts and the Texans will play on Saturday, and the winner of that game locks up at least a wild card spot. DeForest Buckner, man, he's a veteran in the NFL. These opportunities don't come around every year, so he's all about it.
the grit, you know what I mean, that this team has, and, you know, obviously overcoming adversity with injuries, with suspensions. You know, it's been a lot, you know, for the team in general. So for guys to step up, you know what I mean, the way they did throughout the season, and guys rallying around those guys that stepped up who weren't, you know, listed as day one starters, you know, it just shows the type of culture that we have and, you know, the belief that we have in one another.
The defensive lineman pointing to the change in the Colts said no doubt they are one of the big surprises of this NFL season. The fact that the Colts and Texans are 9-7 and one of them will get into the playoffs blows my mind. Now we'll wait and see what happens with the Jaguars. They are still the nose in front for the AFC South title, but if they leave that door open, another team could snatch it. Here are the Packers. Without Aaron Rodgers, they can host the Bears Lambeau Field week 18 with a playoff spot on the line. And Joe Barry understands, at least in part, the challenge of trying to limit Justin Fields.
Incredible talent. You know, it's been the age old problem with mobile quarterbacks. You know, you have the perfect rush or the perfect pressure, or the perfect coverage. And then guys that are able just to create things with their feet. And he's, every time we play against him, I'm shocked at how big in stature he is.
Justin Fields giving the Packers maybe a little bit of bulletin board material, though I bet there are a lot of Packers inside that locker room who feel the same way he does, that there's really not a whole lot to do in Green Bay except to watch football. That's not actually true. Not only do I have relatives who live in the area, but I spent a bunch of time in Green Bay, and there's plenty to do. It's a great town.
I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football, but
please. Plenty of good food in Green Bay. But I digress. Yeah, it's so ironic to me that Aaron Rodgers departs for the Jets. The Jets are not in the playoffs. Of course, he didn't play at all. Well, four snaps. Instead, the Packers have a chance to get into the playoffs where they didn't last year if they can win in Week 18. Wow. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person, because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.